So, to the question, which I think we must consider the full implications of, including the truly senseless development and use of nuclear weapons and energy. So, I mean, you see what I mean? Our discussing globally what Nikola Tesla left for us does so much. Everything we need to get our freedom. That's what we need to be thinking about. Because he, well, I'm jumping ahead. Including the truly senseless development and use of nuclear weapons and energy, the gratuitous slaughter of our Japanese sisters and brothers with them, all the newsreels, all the propaganda designed to keep us feeling unsafe and in need of the state to protect us, while around Nikola's work, absolute secrecy for many reasons, but especially because it helps free us from slavery. I asked whether, if we the people had been positioned in an unshakable solidarity and enabling us to receive it, whether Nikola's many gifts would indeed have meant an end to the war, the wars. And I have it in quotes because it suggests that word, a level of consciousness we did not have. We were manipulated of the 20th century. The quotes I'm encouraging us to ponder, which follow, together present a very general sense of the forefront theater, in this case, post-World War II, that is the subject, this forefront theater, of most examples of historical analysis that we are told represents for our story underclass, which, if we recall our Emily, is turned by those inner dynamics elucidated for us by Alice. Another huge discussion that's been suppressed. Please bear with what follows. I'm hoping the thought process of all of you will be invisibly sent and invisibly caught by me, and will help me bring into closer proximity and clearer sense my wide-flung thoughts. And as we read together what follows, let's consider this. We've been arguing that the only way power can maintain its privileged position as global statesman is by manufacturing scarcity, because the earth is abundant. Nikola's work bends to this abundance, and therefore to our freedom. So what we can say with certainty then is that power's obsession with total control of us, with our management, means there is no doubt that if Nikola's achievements and guidance in the area of electrical engineering are completely sound, that if he has sold no wolf tickets and my swollen head says, no way. When it came to what he found, when it came to his electrical inventions and potential applications of them, and of the electromagnetic power of the earth generally, for accelerating us to our freedom, there is no doubt the power guys would have been secretly surrounding him with false folks in his latter years, attempting to manage and manipulate him psychologically, try to take all they could from him while he lived, get the rest after his death, and then get busy with their work of suppression, misdirection, misrepresentation, maligning, distorting, discrediting, and in general, burying the gifts he hoped to leave for us and ferry them to their private concerns, labs, and technicians to serve their personal purposes, i.e., we would see exactly what happened. If there had been nothing to use secretly, the statesmen would have flung the doors wide open to let us see that nothing. They would have had no reason to surround it with mystery. But as I said, anyone targeted with these weapons has no need to deduce the truth with such reasoning. Their swollen heads and clogged chests, and the patterns associated with the delivery of them, would be sufficient proof. Not of the existence of these weapons. That's no longer a matter of conjecture. It's been discussed and testified to by those in position to know, but proof that one has been targeted for elimination or punishment. And proof as well, therefore, that the state is fascist. sufficient reason to use our right to pursue happiness, to move, to abolish the state here in the U.S., while we work with our brothers and sisters across the planet to convene our inaugural, celebratory, first of many, one-day global general strike to discuss the world we want, with ourselves, not with our so-called leaders. A global pause for reflection and feeding a new vision threatens no one but the state, official and shadow. We need plans for self-sufficiency, both individually and collectively, as individuals and societies. We need a plan for helping each other globally to realize, maintain, and keep our freedom.